WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A woman is dead and two men were injured from gunfire early yesterday morning during a disturbance at a College Station home. Police arrested 39-year-old Ronald McNeil of College Station on charges of murder and two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The woman who was killed was identified as 19-year-old Lacey LaRose of College Station. The men were treated for gunshot wounds to the leg and arm. The Texas Senate has passed legislation that would require a supermajority of local governments to pass property taxes. Among the supporters is Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner, who thinks homeowners are greatly concerned about property taxes.
I think it should be harder to raise taxes than lower them, to be quite frank. And putting in place a supermajority rule before commissioners, courts, and municipalities, city councils can raise taxes, I think is a reasonable step in being judicious with how much we expect and tax revenue from our citizens.
The proposal calls for 60% passage from city councils, county commissions, and school boards instead of 50%. The Texas House has advanced a bill supported by John Rainey of Bryan to amend uses of the hotel occupancy tax in Bryan and College Station.
That was a bill that both cities requested. They can build additional parks with their hotel motel tax if they choose to.
House Bill 3692, which moves to the Senate, applies only to the Twin Cities. The first proposal to tighten chemical storage regulations in the 2 years since the West Fertilizer Plant explosion that killed 15 people has passed the legislature's lower chamber. Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County authored House Bill 942.
That has all to do with how ammonium nitrate is stored. So we're going to codify the rules we put in place, continue our working relationship with the fire marshal, and move the Tier 2 reporting system from the Department of State Health Services to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality that's better suited to handle that regulation.
The proposal heads to the Senate after passing the House on a voice vote. Lynn College trustees are holding special meetings the next 3 days to interview their four finalists for district president. Trustees President Douglas Bohart invites everyone to meet the candidates today and tomorrow in Bryan and Brenham.
There is really no scripted format for this. It basically becomes a format where they get to ask the candidate questions and listen to the responses from those candidates.
Those who attend the forums are asked to fill out a feedback form that will be forwarded to the board for their review. A schedule is on our website at WTAW.com. The new first family of Texas A&M has hit the ground running.
The first day on the job for new President Michael Young and his wife Marty included visiting with the media.
We are absolutely delighted to be here. This is an extraordinary university, and I think this is a wonderful time in the history of this university. It's on a great trajectory.
Mrs. Young, who was active at the University of Washington as a non-compensated volunteer, was asked about her personal and professional interests.
Both of those things revolve around this guy right now. I'm not entirely sure what my involvement will be here. I kind of like to go where there's a need.
Young spent 6 hours the day before at the A&M System Chancellor's Office, in part looking at supporting faculty research at what is now a top 20 institution for research funding. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Broadcasting's sports radio is expanding. The announcement of Zone 1150, also being heard on 102.7 FM, was made on the Louis Belina Show.
The FM-only people can listen to the Zone. People that prefer to listen on the FM band can listen on the Zone. But the AM hardcores and the AM lovers, you don't have to go anywhere. You can leave it on 1150 like you have it right now. It's whatever you pick.
The Zone 102.7 FM is now on the air. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Sunshine, we'll certainly see that. Today we'll also see a few passing clouds, so it ends up being partly to mostly sunny around the region. Temperatures today close to 80, partly cloudy tonight, 65. Tomorrow, clouds will move in. They could be followed by a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be breezy tomorrow with highs near 80. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partly sunny Wednesday, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, breezy and near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M baseball getting the sweep, as did A&M softball. We've got NBA playoffs, a brand new radio station in town, and more. The radio station dealing with sports coming up, and we'll do it for you in sports at about 6:50.
Yeah, we had that.
Yeah, I heard just the tail end of it.
We're going to be like AM and FM on that thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Monday, I can't think of a better way to start the entire week. Mama June. Mama June. This is awesome. Mama June's going to work at a strip club.
Oh.
In Florida.
Saskatchewan. Oh.
No. A rep for the Honey Boo Boo star. Now, I don't know what professional firm that is, but I would like to have been there that day that somebody got excited that they signed Mama June, the human thumb, as one of their clients. But anyway, the rep, what do you do for a living? I'm the rep for Mama June from Honey Boo Boo. She signed a deal to appear later this month at the Crazy Horse Gentlemen's Club in Pompano Beach. And just remember, you generally don't find gentlemen at a gentleman's club.
That's what they say.
But before you start booking flights, you should know. Well, I don't know. June's keeping her clothes on. She'll make $5,500 for a meet and greet with the fans and get the VIP treatment, including first-class airfare and deluxe hotel accommodation.
And, of course, the buffet.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-ba.
Yeah. Wonder if they got a chocolate fountain. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Oh, I don't really think there's much wonder in that.
Sir, you can't touch the fountain either. Info. Ran all over that one.
Yeah, just that's right. Yeah, just check all the surfaces she touches and just avoid those, okay? That'd be good. Mama June.
Here's a 20. Keep it on.
Yeah, really. I don't need change.
How long till CPA's called?
When you need a plumber, yeah. You need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
There you go. It's 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's, let's go ahead and get it out of the way, right? Star Wars Day.
Oh, yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's Petite and Proud Day. It's International Firefighters Day. It's Respect for Chickens Day.
I respect the heck out of them when they're covered with barbecue sauce.
Whatever, any of that stuff. It's Children's Book Week, and it's also Wild Flowers Week. Tomorrow marks the halfway point of spring. And by the way, in China and Japan, the number 4, as in May the 4th, is unlucky because the Mandarin word for death is pronounced almost identically. Strangely enough, in U.S. America, the death rate for Chinese and Japanese Americans is 13% higher on the fourth day of each month.
Are you being serious?
I am. Yeah, that's according to Women's Day magazine. Yeah, apparently so. All right, here we go with birthday.
Ashley Rickards is 23 from Awkward. Lance Bass from NSYNC is 36. Aaron Andrews, ESPN and Fox Sports reporter. She was also on Dancing with the Stars, 37. Will Arnett from Arrested Development, that's one that plays Job, is 45. Anna Geisler is 48 from SNL and Suburgatory. Randy Travis, 56 years old.
He just got married again.
I don't know if I saw that or not.
He was on the CMAs and announced he just
got hitched.
Yep.
Lynn Spears, the lady that had Britney, is 60 and she's nuts. Pia Zadora, remember her?
Oh, man.
She's 61. Jackie Jackson, 65, the second of the Jackson family. And Richard Jenkins, 68 years old, character actor. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Oh, I got you. Stella Parton, who never quite attained
Dolly's sister.
The stardom of her sis, yes. 66. George Will, see him on Fox News. He's 74. And Dick Dale, surf guitar dude.
Yep.
78.
Dickie Dale.
And Rory McIlroy is only 26 years old. Lost that golf tournament yesterday, right? But that's all right. He's doing just fine.
Falling off his pile of
I'm
money.
I'm thinking so. It's 6:16.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the Baltimore City Attorney, Marilyn Mosby, has decided to file these charges against six officers in Baltimore involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray. Now, after a comprehensive investigation, she determined that Freddie Gray's death was a homicide, which leads her to believe there's probable cause to file criminal charges.
That Mr. Gray's death was a homicide has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
Now, here, the charges range from second-degree murder to manslaughter and assault. The one thing she didn't mention was, number one, her conflict of interest. And as much as the family attorney she knows and is a big supporter of hers, and of course her husband is a council member. So will she be recused by the end of this deal, and will there be a change of venue? Two things to watch in this case.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know, Blinds.com is a true American success story. It started by its founder, Jay Steinfeld, in his garage in the 90s. Now the world's largest online window covering store, with over 250 of the friendliest and most helpful window blinds experts that you've ever met. It's time to talk to those experts for window decorating advice that will save you money on your energy bill and help you give any room a designer look all by yourself. Get everything you need at Blinds.com. Free color samples, free shipping, free expert decorator advice, and prices that crush the prices you'll find in any store. Blinds.com. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Mother's Day coming up, you know that. Amish Furniture for Generations has gifts for mom for smaller, inexpensive items up to big, large items, too. Something for every budget. They have decorative plaques. There are kitchen accessories like wooden cutting boards and bowls and lazy Susans. And they even have Amish food items for you as well at Amish Furniture for Generations, like jams and jellies and peanut butter and stuff like that. Larger gift choices, maybe a glider, or a table or a hutch and chair, even office furniture. And with the weather warming up, she can relax outside with pine country swings and cedar gliders as well. Yard decorations, their arbors, their planters, their trellises. built-in wren houses, wishing wells, lighthouses, Dutch windmills, lots and lots of stuff. Wind chimes, of course, always. Amish furniture for generations. Of course, all the furniture is handmade by Amish craftsmen using only the finest wood, which transfers furniture into actual heirlooms. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Shopping Center. Amish furniture for generations.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Federal transportation regulators have issued tough new rules for railroads that haul crude oil and ethanol. Trains carrying those volatile products will have to be equipped with expensive new brake systems that deploy faster than the air brakes now used on freight trains. And sturdier tank cars will have to be built for hauling flammable liquids. The new regulations come in the wake of several fiery crashes involving trains hauling crude oil. The Commerce Department said construction spending was down 0.6% in March, a bit more than economists had expected. A 1% increase in spending on commercial projects was offset by a 1.6% drop in spending on residential projects. Despite that report, stocks posted gains to end the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 183 points, the NASDAQ Composite gained 63, and the S&P 500 rose 22. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-749-3104. 1-800-749-3104. 1-800-749-3104.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy used with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As a guy that talks for a living, I obviously have a mild fascination, or at least interest, in the human language. Well, a statistician in North Carolina, at North Carolina State University to be specific, analyzed survey data on different words and pronunciations different parts of the country use to describe the same thing. This is right up my alley. Here are some of the biggest disagreements. Is it caramel or caramel? Of course, one that we run into here all the time is you guys or yous guys and y'all. One of the fascinating things that way, Kentucky, they don't say y'all, they say you all. Is it pecan or pecan? Well, we all know the right answer to that. One I ran into frequently when I was in school up in Nebraska was pop. You'd go get a pop. Well, being from Texas, I went and got a Coke. Well, I didn't want a Coke, I wanted a Dr. Pepper, but we still went to get a Coke or soda. What about a water fountain? That's what we call them, right? Well, people in Michigan say it's a drinking fountain. And in Wisconsin and Rhode Island, it's a bubbler. Of all things. And we'll wrap this up with one that I'd really never even seen or thought about. When the sun is shining and it rains, New Jersey, Eastern New York, Minnesota, and Florida call those sun showers. Mississippi and Alabama say the devil is beating his wife. Here, I reckon we'd just call it rain. Most of the rest of the country doesn't say anything. They don't have a common term for it. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. David is a purveyor of all things cool. They have the most interesting and neatest jewelry going. Great stuff for mom. New rings, heirloom rings, loose diamonds, custom jewelry, coin collections, and tons more. To find out more, just go online. You can go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or go see them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's just about 626. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling. Mostly sunny, high about 83 today, and winds out of the southeast. Then tonight, we're looking at a low temperature again around 64. And we'll be right at the same temps all week long, maybe even a little bit warmer as we head on toward Friday, up to about 85 or so. Do have some chances of showers back into the forecast, mostly on Tuesday and Wednesday during the day with a 40% chance of rain. But as we get a little more moisture in there, things could pop up at any time. Tuesday night going to be kind of gusty, just so that you know, as far as the winds are concerned. Currently, the winds are from the southeast at 3, 90% relative humidity, and we've got 62 out there.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
You have a lot of good bacteria in your body you need to keep healthy, but there are things we do that put that bacteria in danger. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Living in your gut are trillions of microbes, and that's a good thing.
They control not only digestion and intestinal health, but they connect to metabolism, they control the status of our immune system, and also communicate with our brain and our central nervous system.
Justin Sonnenberg, author of the book The Good Gut and assistant professor at Stanford University, says these microbes in your gut are in peril, in large part because of the Western diet.
We know the microbes that live in our gut actually survive primarily on dietary fiber, so components of plants that we eat, and not refined plant material, not things like white flour and potatoes and white rice, but whole grains, legumes, vegetables, and fruits. These sources of dietary fiber are missing from our diet.
Another problem is our use of antibiotics, which kill many of these microbes in our gut, along with our obsession with cleanliness and even C-section births.
When you're born into this world, you're born with a sterile digestive tract that rapidly gets colonized with microbes. And if you're born through C-section, your microbiota looks very different.
So besides diet, what can you do to help all these good microbes in your gut?
Owning a dog, or, you know, visiting farms or gardening, even just getting out into nature and going on a nature walk is a great way to increase exposure to microbes.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A College Station man was arrested for shooting and killing a woman and shooting and injuring two men. 39-year-old Ronald McNeil was booked in the Brazos County Jail last night on charges of murder, two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and deadly conduct. The woman who was killed was identified as 19-year-old Lacey LaRose of College Station. College Station police did not release the identities of the injured, a 23-year-old Bryan man who was shot in the leg, and a 29-year-old San Antonio man who was hit in the arm with a bullet shrapnel. A CSPD officer reported hearing multiple gunshots, then seeing muzzle flashes from the front of a home in the 900 block of San Benito. Witnesses told investigators McNeil was a neighbor who was involved in a disturbance when he pulled out a handgun and started firing. Police did not disclose what caused the disturbance. Blinn College trustees wants your opinion of the four finalists for district president. Board President Douglas Bohart says after each of the candidates finished speaking to those attending forums today and tomorrow in Bryan and Brenham, you'll be asked to fill out a feedback form.
Those forms will then be collected by an individual, sealed immediately, and then all of those forms will come directly to the board without anyone else having any knowledge of what the contents are.
Bohart says the forums will also be televised at all four Blinn campuses, and feedback will be collected at the remote locations.
Go out and meet these candidates, because once we employ one of them, part of their job and responsibility as a president of a community college is to be active and be seen in the communities that we serve. It's not just a president for Blinn College, it's a president for all of the communities in our service area.
A schedule of the candidate appearances are on our website at WTAW.com. The Blinn Board has set special meetings the next 3 days to interview the finalists, who were chosen from a field of 42 applicants. The new president of Texas A&M is officially at work.
Michael Young's first day included a media conference where topics included opposition to the Board of Regents' decision to change the official university seal. Young's response addressed Aggie traditions.
I'm going to participate enthusiastically in the traditions, but the, you know, Aggie land and the Aggies all over the world are the keepers of the tradition, and they're going to help educate us and help us understand and make sure we know which ones are really important and vital to the university, and we will honor and respect them.
Young also told reporters he's planning no dramatic changes in his leadership team after the system chancellor directed vice presidents to submit open-ended resignations.
I have no intention, as I think my past experience will reflect, of coming in and doing a bloodletting. I mean, we will look to work to organize the senior leadership team in a way that best serves the university, I think.
Joining the president was his wife, Marty, who is a full-time non-compensated volunteer at the University of Washington.
I'm not entirely sure what my involvement will be here yet. I find that in the university setting, I just really like being with the staff.
Young says he's formed no opinion yet about the legislature allowing concealed carrying of weapons in campus buildings and reviving the A&M football series with Texas. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Senate has approved legislation to limit the increases state universities can raise tuition.
I think the responsibility of the legislature was somewhat abdicated back in 2003, and I think the policy of deregulation has simply failed. It is critical that we maintain access and affordability to higher education. It's critical for those students and those families, but also critical for the future economy of Texas.
Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner added caps to the increases.
For the next two academic years, if that bill were to become law, that amount that it can be raised would be inflation plus 1%. Thereafter, when the bill becomes fully effective, it would be inflation plus 3%.
Tuition increases would be based on meeting performance measures, including on-time graduation rates, how many first-generation graduates they produce, and how many lower-division courses are taught by tenured faculty, and how much outside research they generate. A bill passed in the Texas House could bring new parks to athletic facilities to Bryan College Station.
We'll go for the building of new parks and ballparks and other sorts of centers that are recreational, I guess, to attract out-of-town visitors to our community.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says House Bill 3692 is a local bill and only applies to Bryan and College Station. The first proposal to tighten chemical storage regulations in Texas in the 2 years since the West fertilizer plant explosion that killed 15 people has passed the House.
House Bill 942, written by Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, advances to the Senate after clearing the House on a voice vote.
These chemicals are needed in everyday business, whether it's agriculture or any other business, but they need to be handled safely. And, you know, I think we've done a good job. This just does a better job. The reporting's better. It's clearer. We're utilizing our technology and construction. Life's good, and we're doing what's right.
Rules would be strengthened for storing ammonium nitrate, a common but highly flammable ingredient in fertilizer, establishes procedures for fire prevention at storage facilities, and requires them to report hazardous chemicals to state environmental authorities. Today is the first day you can listen to Brian Broadcasting's Sports Radio 1150 The Zone on 102.7 FM. The announcement was made on the Louis Belina Show.
Texags Radio, Chip Howard, Aggie football, Aggie basketball, Aggie baseball. You know, we run A&M softball, A&M soccer on a part of the Brian Broadcasting family. We do Astros, we do Rangers, we do Texans. You had the Super Bowl, March Madness. Because of your love for us, that's why we get to bring you The Zone 102.7 FM. Starting on Monday.
More information is on the Louis Belina podcast online at zone1150.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly sunny weather in the forecast for today. Temperatures will make their way up to about 80 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 65. Becoming cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm during the day, breezy and close to 80. Some showers, thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow night. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, breezy. Highs on Wednesday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with sweeps for the Aggie baseball team and softball team. Also, sweeps by both the Bryan Lady Vikings and Consol swept as well in their first round of the softball tournaments. We'll have that plus the playoffs and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you in about 11 minutes.
Wow, so Garland, Texas.
Woo!
Man.
My goodness.
A group called the American Freedom Defense Initiative hosted the Muhammad cartoon exhibit and $10,000 cartoon contest. The arena where it was held was owned by the Garland School District. And they hosted Stand with the Prophet event in January, I guess, on the other side of the issue. The cartoon exhibit featured images of Islam's prophet, both historic and contemporary, and speeches by leading voices of freedom and internationally renowned free speech advocates, according to the press release from the group. But apparently there were two armed gunmen who took offense to that. And they started firing shots, and a security guard of the school district is the one who shot them dead. It was not a police officer from Garland.
Oh, they initially reported it was the police. I didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
I think they said security guard now.
Yeah, a security. He was shot in the lower leg, non-threatening injuries. Man, that's really interesting. We'll see what happens there.
Little chest thumping.
The few places I saw people commenting on it, they said, why Texas? Why would you choose there?
Well,
I mean, I know the event was going on, but...
Yeah, and that's it. The event was going on there. That's why it was there.
I guess.
I'm trying to figure out is why was the event in Garland, Texas? And I don't know. Gosh, I guess it could be if some Russian professor wanted to speak someplace. If they're allowed to do that, then you know, things can happen.
Funny thing about that free speech, you don't have to agree with it for it to exist.
That's true. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening there. Of course, yesterday in politics gave, talk about thumping your chest, so many opportunities for people to talk about Baltimore. For his part, Elijah Cummings, he's a congressman from Maryland, stressed that poverty is still playing a major role in situations like the recent rioting in Baltimore. He said, we need to have an up-and-down look at it and address it in an effective way. We've got to invest in our cities and our children.
Bull crap.
Let's bring some more money. The dump trucks aren't big enough.
$23 trillion hasn't been enough since we declared war on poverty?
No.
We should declare war on jobs. Maybe we'll end up with more of those.
Yeah, very good. A lot of young people feel that they have been disconnected. Well, you know what? A lot of them have chosen to become disconnected.
Because they've been told they don't have any connection with responsibility.
Yeah, well, very nice. And regarding allegations that the prosecutor, that's Marilyn Mosby, may have overcharged in the situation, he said she's a veteran prosecutor, a young lady who spent a lot of time addressing these kinds of issues, and her integrity is impeccable without a doubt. I think she made the very best decision she could.
In the 24 hours that she had the information.
That's right, and she looked at all the evidence that she had in that 24 hours and did what she had to do. Now, let's go on. Donna Edwards, Maryland Democratic Congresswoman, blamed some of the unrest on too much police action. You see, there is over-policing going on, not just in Baltimore, but in cities all over America. They have communities where the only face of government they see is law enforcement. We have a lot of questions to ask. Well, you know what? If you're not behaving, guess what? The only face of government you may see is law enforcement.
I'll actually agree with her to a degree. I think we've criminalized way too much.
We have. There are certainly areas that we have criminalized.
And we've gone from a primarily peacekeeping role to a law enforcement role. And when everything is illegal, you end up with a lot of criminals.
Okay, I would agree with that. Hello.
Hello, and all those children have been silver spooned.
Yeah. That mama from Baltimore.
I just would, exactly. I would very much like to know, because I don't know the answer to this, what would it cost to send your kid to a private school? Because the average ballpark that I've seen over the weekend is it's roughly $23,000 per student.
There you go.
Couldn't you go, and I don't know, so this could be wrong, but couldn't you go to a fairly nice private school for $23,000?
I think so. Well, you know, I don't know what it costs up there. I have no idea.
But anywhere. Yeah. I mean, in the Brazos Valley, if you sent your kid to school, $23,000 would get you a pretty decent school, would it not?
I think so.
Then what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
All right, now here's Chris Van Hollen speaking to what you said a minute ago, Patrick. Here's another Democrat congressman. Chris Van Hollen suggested that we need more anti-poverty programs. To help cities like Baltimore avoid this civil unrest. There's a whole constellation of problems here. Some are systemic underlying problems that should be addressed by government, both at the local level, the state level, and the federal level.
Just think, if we had not had the Great Society War on Poverty, 40 million more Americans would be on poverty.
That's right. Because,
All right, how does Chris Van Hollen know that? Chris, why don't you say 450 billion more people would be on? I mean, you have no idea.
Why did they get to play that game? Because we were told after the stimulus bill, just imagine how bad it would have been had we not done this.
Exactly
you
right.
You don't get to play that game.
Yep.
But they do, and they get away with it.
Exactly right. Hello.
Yeah, anti-poverty movement. Doesn't that mean another giveaway to keep them right where they're at?
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, couple of other points of view in the wake of this. GOP Congressman Paul Ryan insists that the decade-old war on poverty has failed low-income communities and called for Washington to play a lesser role. He said, after a 50-year war on poverty and the trillions of dollars spent, we have the same poverty rates, 45 million people in poverty. What we as a country, he said, and this isn't Republican and Democrat type thing, need to say is that's not good enough. We're not getting the results that we need. He said what the federal government is good at is providing resources. That means money, okay? What the federal government is bad at doing is dictating solutions. What I think the federal government has to do is displace the local problem by solving with top-down, one-size-fits-all, not-working programs. That's what they do. Now, in the wake of all this, kind of an interesting quote from a guy named Bob Ehrlich, if you know who he is. He is the former
Republican
dun, dun, dun. Governor of Maryland. He said the point is about parenting or lack of it. That's contributed to the rioting. He tells the Boston Globe, if more fathers would have been in their homes the first day those kids congregated and all that trouble started and said, you know what, there's a way to do this and to do it right. Let's not go torch things. We need to protest. We need to dissent. We need to do what we need to do, but we don't need to do this.
He identified a huge problem. But yeah. Assuming you are okay with the government doing things, how do you respond to that?
Again,
you can't force someone to be a parent or to have parents.
No, you can't. And if only there were a person in high places who would speak more often about the idea of the dissolution of the family and what that means to decision-making processes in young people. But
that goes back to responsibility, Scott, and you can't do that.
And it makes single parents feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
I know amazing single parents. I do, personally.
Sure, you bet. Absolutely.
But you cannot tell me that given the option of having two good parents versus one great single parent, sorry. You've got to go with the dual family.
Well, and then it becomes generational modeling, too.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, that person behaved that way, so I could behave that way. All right, yeah, we formed it up. Okay, we got it. It's right there.
Okay.
There it is.
When
do
we get to run the world?
Yeah. Then when do we have Gallagher come in and do the watermelon smash?
Send your answers to
newsw.com. When you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, select dress shirts are just $49.50 each when you buy two or more.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 9th, it's Fencing 101 to graduate level. Fencing products and construction have changed. If you have a fence to build or maintain, this class is for you. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Trees can take a real beating in Texas in the springtime. The winds plow through and they really do take a toll on our trees. If you're interested in protecting your trees, there are several logical steps you may want to consider. Tree troubles are preventable. I'll be back with details right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. If you're trying to protect your trees against problems, first, if you're planting new trees, it stands only to reason that you'd want to choose types that are known to be resilient to wind and ice. Although the correlation isn't total, fast-growing trees are generally the weakest. Their wood fibers form quickly as the cells elongate, and growing quickly, they fail to develop the strength that denser woods have. Put in more elemental terms, you can huff and you can puff and you can blow those trees down. That's what happened in some of these rounds of bad weather we've had across Texas this spring. Oaks are among our strongest trees, which is why oak lumber is used for flooring. Of all the oaks, live oaks present one odd problem. While they're able to withstand hurricane-force winds along the Gulf Coast, because live oaks are evergreen, they're quite vulnerable to ice storms when you get inland. The added surface area the leaves create can collect hundreds, even thousands of pounds of ice until live oak branches can crack from the load. They're still great trees, but you need to be forewarned about the issues with ice. Shumard red oaks, chinkapin oaks, and bur oaks are three native and really durable oaks across much of Texas. Other strong wooded trees include cedar elms, magnolias, Chinese pistachios, and pecans. Branch angles also do a great deal toward determining a tree's strength in the wind and the ice. Narrow angles are weak. As the branches grow and enlarge, narrow angled crotches trap moisture and old bark and other debris. As a result, they don't grow together well. A few years later, a strong gust of wind will split them like a wishbone. That's the precise problem with Bradford pears, the ornamental pears that break so commonly in wind and ice. Young trees may need to be staked initially to keep them erect and to help them develop good root systems. Use three stakes to secure a new tree, one due south of the trunk because prevailing winds during the summer when the tree has its leaves are from the south, and the other two need to be northeast and northwest of the trunk. Pad the trunk carefully using short sections of old garden hose and then run cable from each stake through each piece of hose. Cable clamps will hold it in place so the trunk will be held upright and taut. Leave it staked for the first year or 2 years for larger trees, and those cables need to be up at the midpoint or above on trees that are less than 10 feet tall. If you're concerned about branches that might split, talk to a certified arborist. Perhaps there's a way to cable those. I'm Neil Sperry. Bountiful baskets in our next Plant Talk, Texas Hanging Baskets. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The number 3 Texas A&M Aggie baseball team earned a series sweep of the Tennessee Volunteers Sunday with an 8-7 win. Victory marks the 400th career win for the Aggie head coach, Rob Childress. A&M is now 41-7 and move into a tie with the LSU Tigers atop the SEC Western Conference at 16-7 in league play. The two squads sit a half game behind Vandy, who improved to 17-7 after Sunday. The Aggies pounded out 13 hits, paced by Logan Taylor, who batted 4-for-5. The Aggies return to Olsen Field at Bluebell Park to wrap up their regular season home slate Friday. They'll host South Carolina and the Gamecocks in a 3-game series. Texas A&M offensive lineman Jarvis Harrison was drafted in the 5th round of the NFL draft by the New York Jets on Saturday. Harrison, from Navasota, Texas, started 4 victorious bowl games, and in his career finished with 38 starts. The number 25 Texas A&M softball team won an 8-5 victory over Ole Miss Sunday, completing the series sweep for the second time on the series on Senior Day. Senior Rachel Fox earned her 22nd victory of the season, picking up her 22nd complete game in her career in her finale at the Aggie Softball Complex. Wednesday, the ladies head to Baton Rouge to take on South Carolina in the first round of the SEC tournament. First pitch is at 4 o'clock.
Texas A&M sophomore golfer Mariposa Navarro finished 51st at the LPGA Volunteers of America Texas Shootout, finishing the tournament at Las Colinas as the top amateur. NB Park went on to win the tourney. In round one of the playoffs in girls high school softball, Bryan swept Hutto 8-2 and then 13-2. Bryan will head to Magnolia West for the second round. First pitch for that game is at 7 o'clock. A&M Consolidated also swept their series. This one against Waco University. They won 3-1 and 2-1. A&M Consolidated heads to Tomball Memorial Friday. First pitch there at 6:30. Ryan High Vikings wrapped up their season, as did the Consolidated Tigers. Ryan got the win and blanked Consol 7-1 Friday. In Major League Baseball, Stephen Vaught homered twice as the Oakland A's knocked the Texas Rangers 7-1. Rangers manager Jeff Banaser said the Rangers just stranded too many on base.
14 left on base is not how you draw it up. I mean, it's, but also you got to realize that the cat on the mound that started the game, he had something to do with that also. He's pretty good.
Down with the Stros, Evan Gattis homered twice, and the Houston Astros beat the Mariners 7-6. Gattis hit a go-ahead dinger in the eighth inning. It was his fifth homer in six games. Stros skip A.J. Hinch is jazzed about stringing 10 in a row together.
It's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's fun to win games, and we're winning against good teams, which should show our guys that it matters. You know, how well we play.
It's a battle for the boot. Texas in Houston, 7:10 on The Zone HD 95.1-3. In the NBA, the Washington Wizards and Golden State Warriors opened up their conference semifinals with victories. The Wizards downed Atlanta 104-98. Golden State waxed Memphis 101-86. And by the way, a person familiar with the decision says Warriors guard Stephon Curry has won the league's MVP. That should be announced later today. In the NHL, the Chicago Blackhawks, Tampa Bay Lightning, and Anaheim Ducks enjoy 2-0 leads in their NHL second-round series. And in NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr. claimed his first Sprint Cup victory of the season by finishing in front of Jimmy Johnson at Talladega Super Speedway. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you thinking about moving? You are going to need a home loan. Do you want to lower your interest rate or build a new home? Great news. I do home loans. I am Debbie Davis Lewis, and I've been helping you for over 15 years, and I want to help you again. I'm now with Open Mortgage, and I can do VA loans, FHA loans, reverse mortgages, conventional loans, and now one-time close construction loans. Interest rates are at an all-time low, so call me today for a free estimate. 979-220-3018. That's 979. 229-220-3018. Ask about my radio discount.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 12th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 8th for golf at Traditions. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Pretty cool story coming out of the draft. I don't pay attention to that. But the Seattle Seahawks signed a long snapper named Nate Boyer, 34-year-old former Green Beret. 34-year-old former Green Beret who was undrafted as a free agent on Saturday. Sports Illustrated said Boyer served two tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq, and enrolled at the University of Texas in 2009. He walked onto the Texas football team at age 29, despite having never played football competitively, and earned the job as long snapper as a senior in 2014. Boyer recorded more than 500 snaps without being credited with a bad snap, according to Seahawks.com.
You know,
that's a pretty cool.
He's got to look at two-a-days and go,
yeah, really? This?
What?
You're not complaining about this,
come
are
on.
You? Yeah. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a country setting south of College Station. Pretty nice weather all week long. Do have a slight chance of some showers in the forecast. We'll be between 83 and 85 all week long. 40% chance of rain on Tuesday and Wednesday. They tell us it's 63 now. WTAW College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.